Steph McPherson in the zone at 91 through her to a song called Summer. Salute Muse before that Panic Station. My name is Jeremy. I'm joined right now by Jasmine from the rock and roll band Mother Mother. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Jasmine, we were discussing earlier this outrageous article out of Edmonton of all places. Edmonton.
Yes.
Is Mother Mother the most hated band in Canada?
Yeah, it's very provocative, actually.
And in front of your sold-out show at the Royal Theatre, are you the most hated band in Canada? Where did this come from, do you think, this article? Did you guys have a chance to meet the writer or something? Or?
Well, it's interesting because Ryan, it goes on to interview Ryan after that statement is made. I think a couple of paragraphs about that and then the interview with Ryan. And he actually has a really good rapport with that reporter and that journalist. And he was really surprised and everybody was really surprised. And I think we are polarizing for sure. There's lots of love and lots of hate. And that's a good thing, not a bad thing. But, you know, to be compared to Nickelback is interesting for a quirky bunch of weirdos like us.
Yeah, but I mean, it's like you guys are doing these crazy, quirky, hippie jams, and then it's like, just like Nickelback, the most I'm like, well, maybe not.
I guess what she meant was on level of hatred, but I don't think we can, I don't think we're famous enough to say that yet.
Yeah.
When we are, we
you can cross that bridge then. Yeah. I guess, you know, when we were talking about it, you read the article and it's not as extreme as the headline. And it's obviously the headline is, and it, you know, I'm typing Mother Mother into the internet today and it's like, boom, that's the first thing that pops
sure,
up.
So yeah.
I get it for the Canada.com people to want to get some page views. I read it. We're talking about it right now. Jasmine, such kind of a neat story about Mother Mother, you know, playing this showcase show when they're called, you know, Mother.
Mm-hmm.
And this is before you're in the band. And it's back then you guys were even, the music was even quirkier.
Mm-hmm.
And you get Last Gang Records. It's like, hey, I want to sign you guys.
Yeah.
How did they have the ear, do you think? Because Ryan is on record as saying that music was not commercial, maybe to put it politely. What do you think happened with Last Gang Records when they saw Mother Mother? That they were able to either, do you think they wanted to sign a quirky, weird band? Or do you think they heard a future Mother
like
Mother?
Like a progression.
Yeah.
I think they honestly wanted to sign the quirky, weird band that they heard.
And you guys stuck it to the man by writing pop jams?
That's right. No, no, I mean, it was a pretty natural progression, I think. Just the electrified nature, you know, started to plug everything in a bit more. And Ryan's writing grew and changed. And that's pretty, I think, a pretty natural thing. But I do think that it was a very honest, just, they loved, there was this one person in particular who doesn't work at the label anymore, was really in love with the band, and I think she pushed for it. And it was one of those things. It was like, this could either go like huge tomorrow, or no, or everybody will hate it. And I think a lot of people hated it. But I mean, obviously, lots of people loved it as well. But
you're the second most hated band in Canada. So.
But yes, but we already know that we're the second most hated band in Canada. But yeah, I think it was genuine at the time.
Now, moving forward, you joined the band later. Now, the band's had a bit of success.
Mm-hmm.
They've put out some music.
Mm-hmm.
They're touring, they're playing shows, and they've always had the dynamic of the two female singers. But you come in a little bit later. What happened, I guess, maybe this is 2009, what happened to bring you into the group?
It's kind of a long, convoluted story, but I went to the same music school as Ryan and Jeremy. And I knew them. And also, I grew up a town away from Molly and Ryan, and we had mutual friends.
Did you guys know each other? You were saying you're from Courtney. They grew up on Quadra Island. Did
right.
you guys know each other then at all? No.
Not really. We had, like I said, a mutual friend. And so we knew of each other, but we'd never really hung out or met. And just through going to Mother shows and being a big fan of the band, I started hanging with Ryan a little bit and singing on some projects he was producing. And when it came time to, when they needed somebody, he just, you know.
He knew you and it was a safe thing.
Right.
It's kind of like a weird Vancouver thing, too, I find. People kind of tribe up a little bit. Oh, you're from the island? Good enough.
Right.
Like, you know,
yeah, exactly.
Friends.
You don't have to have any talent. It's just about who you know.
Yes, I was from the suburbs. You're also from the suburbs? Delta? I don't care. Yeah, let's hang out.
Totally.
We got that in common. We love strip malls. So now you've joined the group
mm-hmm.
and things are rolling forward. You guys sold out here in Victoria
mm-hmm.
tonight with Hannah George. It's going to be such a massive show. People are tripping over themselves for tickets. Vancouver sold out. When you guys travel outside of, you know, the safe bubble that is our little hippie forest rain kingdom here, is it sold out across Canada? Are you feeling that energy as you march east?
Yes. It's not sold out everywhere across Canada, but we do amazing in Alberta, and you know, sometimes it's a little more lukewarm in the smaller places in middle of Canada, but great in the east, Toronto, Halifax. It's, you know, it's always everywhere is really good, to be totally honest. You know, the rooms are sold out or they're really full. So we're really, really lucky, fortunate.
As you guys keep building Mother, are you guys hungry now for that next adventure, which, you know, head into the States and really try to build it there?
Definitely. Yeah, that's definitely the next, other than building here and keeping our...
Yeah, you got to keep growing always. But
right, yeah, keeping our career solid here and just working as hard as we can and making the best music that we can and touring all the time. We definitely, you know, want to take it down there and hope to spread the love down there as well.
Now, if you didn't get brought into Mother, you know, to sing, you look hot in the music videos...
Thank you.
What would you be doing? What would you be doing if you weren't rock and rolling right now?
That's a good question. Well, I used to be a hairdresser, so I'd probably be cutting hair, maybe. But my first passion was always music, so I would probably be in a band or two.
A different band.
Yeah, I mean, I was always kind of doing stuff in that way as well. You know, nothing as successful as Mother, but I was always singing with people and doing anything I could in that way.
Jasmine, rock and roll band, Mother, sold out tonight, Royal Theater. What's going to be the best part of the show tonight?
Oh, man, everything's going to be the best part. You know what? It's going to be really fun. We have an amazing crew. We've got lighting and really sexy sound man making us sound really good every night. And it's going to be a really good time. Looking forward to it.
Jasmine, thank you for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.